Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me with, believe it or not, yes, it is the holidays, so that means that Bill the Engineer is even here.
However, I noticed that you checked my contract, and it doesn't matter what's happening or why it's happening. Patrick and I are not to be in the same room together.
Well, I understand that, especially today, and I really am impressed. I'm very impressed that you came dressed for the season. That whole Santa get-up you're wearing with the beard and the hat and everything, the fact that you're not wearing any drawers, is good from the sense that you're sitting down at the table here at the studio. So I appreciate that, and because of that, I can understand why you and Patrick wouldn't want to be in the same room.
That's not the reason, but it's
that's
fine.
Not.
It's just the new look. I have evolved. I have become a new man. And
by the way, for the record, if you knock anything off the table, I am not going to pick it up.
All right.
Just saying.
Especially since you know what I knocked it over with.
Hey, now. Captain Rusty, however, is with us on the phone right now. Rusty,
isn't he glad he's not with us here in the studio?
Merry Christmas to you. How you doing, buddy?
I am. I'm thankful. And Merry Christmas to you. And actually, today is a pretty exciting day just so you guys know that today is one of the bigger days for boat parades.
It is.
Well, of course it is.
I didn't know if you knew that, but the 9th is,
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
They kind of spread them out, but this is the second. Yeah, this one is like the one that everybody likes.
Well, and that's because
boat parade. So anywhere you go in Florida, you'll find a boat parade.
I mean, and I know I can tell because of all the trouble you've gone through with the decorations, but since my birthday is Monday.
Yeah.
My birthday is exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. It makes sense that this would be the weekend that you would have boat parade.
By the way, I am getting you pants. Just so you know,
I have no idea what size I wear.
I don't think it would really matter. I'm just going to get, if nothing else, I'll get you a towel.
There we go.
Okay.
You know, probably want one to put down under the chair right now. Actually,
true.
Just saying.
I'm going to burn that chair. Anyway. So that makes it better or worse for you as far as the holidays, Bill?
What?
Your birthday is, smack dab in the middle?
Well, this is the problem that I have with it is that people start celebrating Christmas before it's Christmas season.
Yeah.
Everyone that knows anything knows that it's Thanksgiving, my birthday, then Christmas season starts. If you decorate before the 12th, you have created an enormous number of problems.
That's
for me.
Bill Blasphemy.
And Bill, is it okay if we just combined your Christmas and birthday?
It doesn't matter if I give you permission, you're going to anyway.
That's true. You're going to get exactly the same thing for your birthday as you get for Christmas from me.
Yes, that is true. I'll get twice as much, though, so it's fair.
Yeah. I could probably arrange that.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. Obviously we're in holiday mode, but we got to talk to Patrick's not here. He has too many other things going on. We got to talk to Rusty because he's on the phone because he's not at Jacksonville Marine. He's out gallivanting, buying stuff for us.
I am.
Yeah. And picking up a few things for yourself as well.
For y'all. I'm picking up everything for myself. I travel a good bit. And I realized when I got to where I was going last night, I packed everything except for shirts. I woke up this morning. I had no shirts. I had a meeting I had to go to. I had to wear the shirt that I had wore yesterday.
Yeah.
And now I'm out at the malls and trying to find shirts.
Wow.
For the next few days.
So it sucks to be you is what you're saying.
It kind of does, but I am getting Billow shopping.
Yeah,
I get new clothes. That's always good.
Well, are these nautically themed shirts like Guy Harvey fishing shirts or something that you're planning to purchase?
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
that is what I'm looking for. They'll kind of go. The time Bahama kind of look and feel. That's kind of my image, I feel like. Now, here's the question. Should I charge this to the business because I'm on a business trip, right? And I don't have my stuff. So would it be ethically okay just to charge the business credit card for my new clothes, or should I just pay for them myself? I'm torn.
Torn? What's wrong with you? Oh, hell yeah, write it off. Are you kidding me? You think your customers want to see you naked? I don't think so. I mean, I'm right next to Bill in our studio, and I would encourage him to purchase pants on the business credit card if we had one.
And if MC Hammer still had his line available.
Right. I thought I could, but
yeah,
that's true. I thought I could, but yeah, it's one of those things.
You know what? This talk about you shopping is fascinating and all, but I don't care. What I want to talk about, though, is what you did last week. Now, I wasn't here last Saturday, so I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but I do want to talk with you about your trip to the Chris-Craft factory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, I mean, it's really fascinating. What we were able to do, because we're close to the Chris-Craft factory, when we have potential customers or people who buy a Chris-Craft, I always encourage them to take a tour of the factory and see how the boats are being made. And this one was really cool because the gentleman that came down was actually, we did a tour of the Chris-Craft factory. He actually saw his boat in production being made. They literally pulled the cap off.
It's kind of like a Build-A-Bear thing for your boat.
Get pictures of it.
Yeah.
But it really is.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
That would be a pretty cool thing.
They take you through the whole part. Yeah, and they take you through the whole part. You see the teak process, you know, that Chris-Crafts are known for, the painting booth. You get to actually meet and talk to the people who actually are building your boat. So it's really a neat experience, and I think it builds a lot of brand loyalty because you actually can see this process. Mm-hmm. And so we try to do that as often as we can. And then at the same time, there's a Chris-Craft sales meeting this week. So, you know, it's kind of, I was in Sarasota for the week.
Uh-huh.
And it's good. I like Sarasota.
So here's the question I have for you. And that is that when you go to this Chris-Craft factory, when you order your Chris-Craft, how much time lapses between when you make the purchase and when you end up with a boat? Because they're making it, they're handcrafting a boat to your specifications. How much time right now?
Right now, if you were to order one right now, you would get it around the second week of March.
That is really not bad.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
If it was one guy in his garage and he was only making your boat, that would still be fast.
Well, all our friends up north that aren't in Orlando, Florida, like us, that can boat year-round.
Right.
You know, that's a perfect time. You purchase it now. You got it waiting for you when you're ready to launch it in the spring up north or something in some lake or whatever.
And fantastic that they're able to go and get a look at those boats. Now, I know you sell a whole bunch of different boats. Is there a boat that you like better than these Chris-Crafts, which are available right now? Because there's just always been a boat when I look at it and I say, that's a boat. It's made out of wood, for goodness sakes. That's a boat.
You know, there's not a prettier boat. The boats are classy. They're sexy. They ride incredibly well. There's so many little details.
I have loved Chris-Craft boats for 45 years. The Boy Scout camp that I was at had an old beat-up Chris-Craft. An old beat-up Chris-Craft in the 70s, still my favorite boat on this planet.
Really? Why? Still just because of the way it looks or the way it felt
There is something about a wood boat that to me says, this is what a boat is supposed to be like. I understand fiberglass has a lot of advantages over a wooden boat. I understand that aluminum has a lot of advantages over a wooden boat.
Mm-hmm.
But you see a wooden boat and you say that this was created by a craftsman or a series of craftsmen or craftspeople.
Right.
It is, there's something about how a Chris-Craft feels all the time.
Yeah.
Just always.
So now, there is there is something I got to make sure Bill understands, is that the Chris Crafts today are not all just wood. They are fiberglass, but they have wood accents or wood flooring, and they still keep the teak on them, but they're not solid wood anymore.
Mm. So it's kind of
I'm no longer going to be a spokesman for Chris Craft.
No, it's the best.
Because the solid wood boat that I had,
I know.
That I had access to, that was a boat, for goodness sake.
Well, you wouldn't have known the difference. If he wouldn't have told you.
I might have.
No, I don't think
if I went to the factory, I'm sure I would have.
Well, maybe, but...
you saw the fiberglass, but...
Right, yeah, but they see all the wood accents and stuff. You think, same old boat I used to like.
No, because the Chris Craft, which I'm familiar with, there was no wood accents. It was a wooden boat.
Yeah.
It's not solid wooden. It's a number of different pieces, not like a birch bark canoe. That's solid wood. That is a boat, my friend.
All right. Bill, the engineer, likes the wood. So we'll leave it at that. And we got more coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He's coming, coming. He's coming, coming.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's coming, coming.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Bill the Engineer, rounding out today's crew. And now we're joined by Captain Keith Ammons as well. By the way, that David Casti, rest in peace. You know I knew him, right?
You Bill? knew him?
Yeah, he came to Orlando years ago. We went. He actually took me out to dinner.
He did?
He did, yeah. He's a very nice guy.
And so, I mean, years and years ago, like 15 years ago?
Yeah, I would say that. We'll go 15.
All right.
Yeah, he was dead at the time. He was mounting like a music comeback. I was working at one of the radio stations and did some recording with him.
He said, okay, hey, well, Greg, now I know your story's not true. I now know your story's
not
true.
What are you talking about? Maybe it was 25 years.
It doesn't matter. You said you were working.
Well, okay. I was. And
no,
your
you
point
were
is-
not. I am intimately familiar with your work ethic, and you are not working.
No, in your older age, you're getting
especially
senile.
Especially when you were being paid by radio stations. Well, you were coming up with ways to be at work and get paid. That's what you were coming up with. That is not working.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
You know what? You want to talk to somebody who really works?
Yeah.
Keith Ammons is available.
Okay, let's talk to him until we get him on the phone. Keith.
Boy, what a segue. Yes. I owe him a dollar, I suppose.
Be careful. He'll break out the mistletoe and show his affection that way. And
yeah,
you don't want
I wear
that.
It as a necklace, though.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, Keith, so welcome, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. It's right around the corner here.
Yeah.
It's a couple weeks.
It's been a while, and you know, last week we had a lot of bah humbug moments because Patrick
Surprise!
Was here. So I wanted to bring Keith on this week and kind of balance out the universe. Because, you know, God bless him. I know Patrick means well, but he's always poo-pooing the way boat sales are going. And like, I've been reading articles this week on the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. They had a record boat show this year, more sales than ever. Can that be attributed to the hurricane and people, you know, trying to spend those insurance checks? Sure, a lot of it could be. But also we're seeing some economic indicators showing that people are feeling much better about possibly going out and getting a boat. What are you hearing in your neck of the woods there, specifically a Regulator Marine there, Keith?
Well, let me answer general first, and I'll tell you specifically about Regulator. But okay. I think you're correct, is that the numbers are very, very good out there right now, however you look at it. For example, the outboard boat category for up through the third quarter of this year has been up 5.2% over all outboard boats. I mean, and that's growing faster than the economy when you look at it. Now, Regulator is, you know, about triple those numbers on there. So we're having a very good year that way. But even when we look at our direct competitors out there, the category of premium boats, especially in the outboard category, is doing extremely well.
Well, that, you know, that kind of counters what Patrick has been saying the last few weeks, because he got in a big argument with me, especially off the air. And he's just like, you know, hey, it's not that great. I see storms on the horizon, which he always does. And yeah, is there going to be a storm?
You know, this is the funny thing. He was never a meteorologist.
I know. It's just whack.
All the things that he might be good at seeing, storms on the horizon.
He doesn't think this is a sustainable situation that we're in at the moment. And I just don't know. I mean, nobody knows. And that's what I told him. I said, hey, you know, enjoy it while it lasts.
But yeah, if you look at it from a quarterly standpoint, and you look at these numbers of annual production, you see them, they have been steadily going up since 2010. Mm-hmm. And if you look out past that, according to Wells Fargo, which is the primary loan folks in the marine industry who does most all the loans there, when you look at that, they have it strong all the way through the summer of 2019 with a small little dip, and in the fall, winter of 2019, back up even again. In there. So if you're going to look at it and go, there's no reason why in the next year and a half, 18 months, things shouldn't continue to be strong as they are right now.
Well, there you go. And that dip, you're talking in a year and a half, is because of what?
I don't know. Now, I even sent an email a few weeks ago. I had to do a report, and I was looking, and I was like, what is this there? And a couple of economists have put this dip into the summer of 2019. But nobody could tell me why they thought that dip was there in 19. But they all had said they expected to be a very small dip along the way. So besides having a 5% growth, you may have a 1% growth
over that
quarter.
I think some of it has to do with how economies tend to run during election cycles, too. Because it'll be the third year of an election cycle.
That's true. And that could be that point. But I suppose the good news is, the further they look out, the less accurate they are.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
In that. But one of the things, it was a 95% surety that all the way through the end of 2018, over a year from now, they expected the same strength of a plus 5% growth in the marine industry.
All right, now I'm going to just throw this in there. Keith is giving us good, solid, reported numbers from Wells Fargo. 95% surety is general agreement of, that they all think that their guess is right. Because it's still a guess.
True.
No one can actually see the future. And there's no one at Wells Fargo who's going to say, hey, you know what? If we come in at 3.5%, we'll cover the difference. No one is saying that.
Yeah.
No one. Anywhere. So it's all just a guess. And they're just confident in their guess.
Well, one of the things Patrick has been harping on is saying that, you know, okay, things might be okay right now. And they've been building over the last few years. But he sees this trouble on the horizon. Because he believes the manufacturers are not keeping up with demand, and eventually they're going to create some kind of tipping point where, you know, if the manufacturers aren't delivering the products quick enough to the consumers, they're going to lose interest and go buy something else.
And that
doesn't make sense to me.
There's a number of things about Patrick which are positive. It's good. But, you know, it's good to have someone who doesn't just say, yes, that's great. Yes, that's great. Yes, that's great. It's good to have somebody who looks at potential obstacles. It's good to have that in the conversation. Here's the thing. Sometimes there needs to be a reason for your naysaying.
Well, that's his reasoning.
That's not reason. That's stupid.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I need to get this sound bite.
Stupid. If you're going to say to me, I want to buy a boat. I want to buy a boat. I want to buy a boat. It's going to take too long. I'm going to get an RV.
Yeah.
No one thinks that way. But there is
it's
zero
not only
people.
That. It's some brands of boat, especially the price point boat, you can get instantaneous because it takes very little time for those resources in that boat to be built. Mm-hmm. The only place you see long waits are on your higher quality, more detailed built boats.
And these are not people that are sitting around saying, well, I got nothing to do till they build my boat. Just got nothing to do. I'm going to make a stack of my money and burn it till they build my boat. They're in a boat now, and they're just upgrading when the new boat gets finished.
I want friends like that.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain... Well, no, Patrick's not here.
No, Captain Patrick is not here. You know how I can tell that? I call him stupid. Because I would never do it if he was here.
Good point. He'd beat your ass. There's no question about it. I don't care what holiday it is.
Let's put it a different way. Had I said it when he was here, he'd have left by now, too. He just stomped out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be 50-50 whether he shows up next week.
Yeah.
But we do have Captain Keith. Captain Keith Ammons, he works at Regulator Boats, and he's kind of our boating guy in the know. And he's helping out Billy Engineer and myself today during this holiday season, and it's greatly appreciated. So you're getting ready to, launch into the boat show season yourself, or you already feel like you're in the middle of it? Well, not right now, but
coming up in January. We're in the planning stages right now, but, you know, starting January through March is heavy boat show season on there. And let me be square here and be truthful here, because yes, I am helping you guys out today, and I'm glad to be here, but it was because I was expecting a nice Christmas gift here in the next week or so.
You must have us mistaken with someone else.
Uh-oh. Somebody pulled the wool right over my eyes.
Do we got any extra fruitcakes from 5 years ago, Bill?
Here's the thing that we can make happen for you. I can take the gift that Greg's giving me, and I can double it.
Ah!
He's already doubled my gift. I can double the gift that he's giving me and double it to
you. You're going
to
re-gift my gift to him?
I'm going to double it.
That's a big box of crap.
Yeah. It's actually slightly less than that.
Yeah. It's not even a small box, actually. But regardless, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Well,
and the thought was
he was
giving
me. Don't forget, Christmas is right here, and I expect a nice gift from World of Boating.
All right. Well, you know, there's always fruitcake.
No. Okay.
So you asked for it. Look out. Okay, so the first one will be New York City? Up there at the Javis
New York this year is the third week of January. It's first big one. Yeah. They moved those dates back.
Right.
So it's the first of the major shows, but there'll be a couple of smaller shows before that.
All right, well, we're going to have to go through some of these. Maybe other people can plan accordingly, including ourselves. I mean, we're going to go to Miami, right, Bill?
That's the plan.
Yep, yeah. And that's always over Valentine's Day, so that's a nice place to take your date.
Yeah, well, we'll bring Swabby Bob. It's his birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, Swabby Bob's birthday is Valentine's Day. Do you know a more romantic individual than Swabby Bob?
Yeah, his wife will love that. He's not going to take her, though, is he?
Nope.
No.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Bill the Engineer, and Captain Keith Ammons helping us out today. The elves are busy at work building your boat. That would be some really good cheap labor that maybe the manufacturers could recruit.
Yeah, how many ladders are you going to need? I mean, they're short.
Well, that's true, but I mean, they could help out at some point, don't you think?
They lay the carpeting.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already close to the ground.
I mean,
maybe the wiring.
You know, after, the month of December, they're pretty much open for, 9 months out of the year.
You know, I think it takes a long time to make those electronic devices they give away.
they probably have to
go to you know, long-term education camps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, there's boat shows you can go to and at least look at them. You don't have to worry about who makes them. And Captain Keith Ammons, he's our man in the know when it comes to this stuff. We met him years ago at a boat show, actually.
We have. I spent years doing nothing but working boat shows.
Right. So, but you still go to them to this day, pretty much every time, every year, right?
I do. That is a big part of the boating industry, and I spend my winter, January and February, jumping around to boat shows all over. You know, like Stewart Boat Show and the Cleveland Boat Show are both early in January, and then you get the big New York Boat Show that third week of January, and then of course the Miami International Show, which everybody knows.
Absolutely. Now Fort Lauderdale just happened a few weeks ago, and I missed it this year because it ended up conflicting with some big dive event I had to attend. But as we talked about earlier, it did really good numbers. You know, a lot of people are attributing that to insurance checks that a lot of the Florida boaters have. That'll probably translate over to Miami somewhat, but across the country, are we seeing increases? We have been seeing increases in boat show attendance and sales across the board, haven't we?
We have. All of our fall boat shows, not our, but fall boat shows in general, were very strong. Of course, the Fort Lauderdale, which is the biggest of the fall boat shows on there, you know, and then there was the St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show was a couple of weeks ago, too. And that show was a very, very good show and had great success. So all the success we've seen in the fall, the projections are it's going to be that way in the winter. I understand, for example, like the Chicago Boat Show sold out earlier in this fall, and it's not until, you know, January.
How about that?
And, okay, they also predict a very cold winter.
Well, it is a good, nice, warm place to get away.
You got that right.
Yeah. At least get your mind off the fact that, it's like 7 below. Right. Well, what about the New York Boat Show? I mean, they expect that one to be up, too, at the Javits Center?
They expecting that one to be up. The floor space on that boat show has been sold out, but that boat show typically sells out, so that's nothing new. But it'll be a completely sold-out show. They'll fill up the Javits Center. It should be a very, very good show. I have very high expectations for that show along the way. Of course, I'll brag for a moment. Regulator won the booth of the show last year, and we made some upgrades to it, so hopefully we'll hold on to that title one more year and have the nicest booth at the show again.
Now, that's an interesting question, because now you go to all these boat shows. Do you take the same display from boat show to boat show, or does it have a different tweak for everyone, or is the New York one the one you really ramp up for?
Well, we do not use the same display at multiple boat shows. But not every show has its own complete display. We use the same display at Fort Lauderdale and Miami, for example. So there's two boat shows that use that one display. New York has its own display. And then we have a smaller display that may be two or three of the smaller shows along the way. So they're different. They're unique. They're set up for each show because your booth space is not always the same at each show.
Well, so what's unique about your show in New York? I mean, do you like New York
pizza?
This is
what we did last year. That was a total hit.
Yeah.
We got flooring that looks like water. We put the water down in our whole booth and built docks across it. So when you walked into our booth, it looks like you're standing on the water.
Like, I'm drowning.
That's a thing. That's a thing.
I gotta buy a boat now.
Except for the guy that wasn't quite so smart. He jumped off the dock into the water, and there was nothing but concrete there, of course.
Ah, so there's the whole liability issue.
Yeah.
So are you taking out a bigger insurance policy this year?
We may should. Just imagine a giant sticker on the floor that looks like water.
Warning, this is not real.
Actually, you just need signs that say no diving.
There you go. Jump feet first.
Yeah,
jump feet first. You'll be fine. Fine-ish. It's still bad for the knees.
It's a lot of fun at that show up there.
Yeah. You know, it's been many years since I've been up to that one, but that was always fun when they had it right around, New Year's Eve, because we went up there a couple times right around the holidays. That was nice. But like you said, they backed it off, and now it's more of just its own little boating event. So I got to come up with another reason to go up there.
In the last 4 or 5 years, haven't they made some major renovations to that floor space there at
They have. That show almost went away like 3 or 4 years ago, and the Javits Center pretty much pushed the boat show out, and then a couple of the local dealers knew the governor at the time and reached out to the governor, and the governor happens to be a big boater too, and one of them did business. The governor done business with one of the local dealers, and the governor stepped in and brought that boat show back because, the city claims it doesn't bring money into the city because it's all the local folks who drive in and they're there. It's not a destination where other conferences are having. Everybody's flying in from all over the world to come to New York. So the hotels and stuff like that were pushing back on the boat show. But the governor stopped it, and it's still maintained. Matter of fact, it's the oldest boat show in the whole world. It's like 110, 112 years old or so.
Mm-hmm. A lot of history. Yeah. Well, okay.
Only a few of the people are still there from the first one.
That's true. There's actually pretty neat. They had photos. They did a display at the 100-year thing a few years back that I saw, and they had photos in the lobby of horses dragging boats in on little homemade trailers, wooden boats and stuff that they were delivering to the boat show via horse-drawn.
Huh. Well, if Bill had his way, we'd go back to that. I remember what you were saying about the wooden boat.
Well, hey, right? That is what we absolutely should be doing. We should be towing things through canals with mules, and every boat should be made exclusively of wood.
Yeah, for the holidays, I gave Bill one of those Ancestry.com DNA things, and he found out he's like 50% Amish.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's just weird. But anyway, so you got New York. The boat show there, and then, obviously the big one in February is Miami.
Yeah, and then you got, like, Baltimore and Jacksonville and Charleston and, all those others, Boston and stuff that are all happen, each week before you even get to Miami. I mean,
well, true, but those, I don't know, you still got the swag that's attached to the Miami show.
You do.
And I know they're kicking up their in-water presence this year.
Yeah, matter of fact, we'll have the Regulator 41 in the water, 1,400 horsepower. You come to the show, take a boat ride.
Right on.
When you say take a boat ride, are you going to say, here, Greg, here's the keys, see you in an hour?
I don't want to drive it.
Well, if you give me a big enough check, I will.
Well, there you go. There you go.
But knowing his bank account, I'll probably send the captain out with him.
Yeah, there we go.
It'll be Patrick. It is going to be Patrick. You watch. Just do it just to needle me. But the thing is, because they have that new, the portable docks or the new floating dock system there at the Miami Boat Show, is that just what's lending itself to increasing the in-water presence there at the Miami International Boat Show or what?
It is. A couple of years back, they really upgraded the show when they moved it over to Virginia Key, and they put all the shows together in one location. So you got all the convention center type stuff under tents, and then you have all the slips in the water. I think there's over 500 slips in the water there this year, and it's very, very convenient to just go out on a boat ride. And besides, I think if you're walking on a boat that's floating in the water and you feel the way it moves and you're right next to the water, it's just a better sense to see and feel the boat.
Yeah. Well, I've been wondering, you know, by increasing their in-water presence, how are they starting to compare with Fort Lauderdale? Is Fort Lauderdale still far and away much bigger when it comes to in-water boats, or do you know?
I don't know. Both of those, you know, those are two different companies that put those shows on, and they both argue that their boat show is the biggest in the world.
Right.
And they both measure it different ways. The number of boats in the water, the number of square footage, you know, the number of feet of boats, the cost of all the boats, et cetera. But regardless, those two boat shows are the two biggest boat shows in the world, and they're both pretty darn close to each other, however you look at it.
Well, true. Either one of them is going to impress you. There's no doubt about it. But I have always heard that Fort Lauderdale has a bigger in-water presence and that Miami has maybe a bigger square footage, like you said, convention space or booths and things like that.
My guess would be yes to that they do have more boats in the water at Fort Lauderdale. But I believe that Miami and moving into Virginia Key, I know they added about 100 slips this year.
Yeah.
They continue to add those every year, and it gets bigger and bigger out there.
Yeah, give them a run for their money, so to speak. Yeah, and a good little healthy competition in that regard will only make them both better.
That's true.
So there you go. There's the plan. You can set your schedule accordingly. Captain Keith, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, and Merry Christmas.
And don't forget, send me that fruitcake.
Fruitcake in the mail.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks. Unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
What do you get the person who has everything already, huh? I can only think of one thing. A friggin' yacht!
Oh. So we can have parties on there?
Well, it's going to be kind of hard to do that after I do this.
Oh! Merry Christmas!
Ho, 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 ho! Wait, where are you guys going?
saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, and what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day in the morning. Our Savior Christ and His Lady.
All right, if we let them keep going, they will never stop. So this is the World of Boating, and we just got a few minutes left before we round back to the home port and wrap things up for today's virtual cruise through the latest boating news and information. Greg, your first mate, Billy Engineer.
I am filled with the Christmas spirit today.
Yeah. Are you?
Well, you know, we're just about the start of Christmas season.
Yeah, if you say so.
Just about.
It kicks off on
the
Monday.
12th. Starts on the 12th.
Bill's birthday.
Day
right.
after my birthday.
Yeah. It's not on your birthday. It has to be the day after.
Right. You don't start one season while you're still in another season. One season ends. Bill's birthday season ends December 11th.
Uh-huh.
Christmas season starts December 12th.
Okay.
Have you never seen a calendar?
No, I guess not.
All right. So, regardless, I have enjoyed today's show.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I love being here with Patrick, but it's nice to talk about some things which I know he doesn't like and not have to talk about them angrily.
Good point.
Okay. Now, one of the things which we mentioned, which Keith Ammons really likes, is the Miami International Boat Show.
True. And Patrick does not.
There are a few things Patrick hates more than the Miami International Boat Show. They are ethanol and you.
well, and the Miami Boat Show.
Right. There are only two things that he hates worse than that.
Oh, okay.
That is ethanol and you.
Yeah.
That comes in third.
Right.
The Miami Marine Stadium on Virginia Key. It is President's Day weekend, February 15th. That's not President's Day weekend, is it? No, I guess it is
Valentine's.
President's Day weekend.
Is it?
It's the weekend after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But it's President's Day, because President's Day is usually that third Monday.
Okay.
So that must be what it is, the 19th.
And?
And it's going to be the same place. And this year, Strictly Sail is joining the Miami International Boat Show.
Oh, they're going to be at the on their own floating dock segment?
They're going to be on their own thing, all there together.
Interesting.
Strictly
okay.
Sail and...
a few years ago when they made this switch, you know...
Patrick hated it.
Oh, he hated it, and he thought this was going to be the demise of the Miami Boat Show, blah, blah, blah.
It's going to be at that Miami Marine Stadium, and that was
like,
going to be terrible, and everybody's going to be out in the middle.
I went to it, and I was like, wow, this is pretty well laid out. They had some logistical issues the first year.
Yep.
Yeah, getting people in and out of the area, but they, the second year, they pretty much solved most of that.
They're going to have 2,000 boats, 1,400 on land, 660 in the water.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a thing. A deep water basin to accommodate large boats, closed and open air tented exhibit space for marine accessories, electronics, engines, nautical gifts, apparel, and services.
So he should like it now. It'll be much easier for him, being that there'll be way more boats for him to have to navigate around with his vessels.
That'll be perfect. That's
going to fill up a good show or two here at the World of Boating.
Now, the people
in 2018, I have no doubt about it.
The people that live on the far side of the Rickenbacker Causeway are going to still be angry.
Are they still angry?
Of course,
they're
angry.
I thought they'd all been paid off by now.
Well, that doesn't make them less angry. It just means that they have a fatter
wallet
when they're angry. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's going to be a little tough for them for those few days, but. But other than that, I think it's a good looking show. You've enjoyed it when you were there. Keith Ammons, who's also a regular boat show attender. He likes it. He likes how it works out, and it's nice that we can talk about it.
Well,
the glares.
Well, being that it is, I didn't know they were bringing Strictly Sail over to it this
year. That's a new thing for 2018.
That is awesome, because before you'd have to go over to Bayside and do the sail side, and that was okay. It wasn't really that inconvenient, because you could go over there and park, hang out there, and then take a water taxi over to the other part of the show, and it was just a quick water taxi run. Now that they're all together, I mean, it's even going to be better.
You're still going to have to park someplace, though.
Well,
parking is going to be the same issue.
Yeah, but they do have a shuttle service that runs in and out, or you can do what I did and just Uber. Mm-hmm. You know, park somewhere else.
Did you Uber from Winter Springs?
No. But but you know, I mean, like, I think they park at the stadium or something,
right.
And then you
right.
can. They have bus service if you want to take that. But you, once again, you could just do a quick Uber ride and just park anywhere in Miami and have them pick you up, drive you, whatever. Because they did have a pretty good setup for
the
there.
Loop for yeah for traffic
for,
drop off
yeah taxis and everything else. So you know they had you know initially they had some problems. You know, the first day of the first time they moved it. But, you know, the second year, they pretty much had most of the bugs worked out. So hopefully it'll only get better and better. That's what I predicted. And I am right once again. It is a Christmas miracle.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes.
Hey, something else I was doing while the show was going on today, because I just like doing this. I was
sleeping.
I was going back over the old posts. Or the older posts at the World of Boating Facebook page.
Right.
So make sure you check that out. The one thing I was looking at specifically, the 20 Boating Myths Busted from Boating Magazine. That's a good read. If you get time, flip back. It's like 2-3 weeks back, but you go back and find it. And it's from Boating Magazine, 20 Boating Myths Busted.
On the World of Boating Facebook page.
Absolutely right.
All right. There you go. And on that note, we'll end it. Merry Christmas to you and yours and to you, Bill.
And
that's, I guess that's all we're going to get.
And
oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's like pulling teeth around here.
Weird note. We'll end it. Remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.